Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on the use of questions to establish your customers' requirements. This podcast is part of a mini-series around the subject of customer care and customer service. Learning to ask effective questions is a skill that requires practice. There are two basic types of questions, closed and open. Closed questions. These are useful when you want to confirm your understanding or come to an agreement. They allow you to find out very specific pieces of information because it focuses the conversation onto a particular topic. Closed questions typically lead to a yes or no answer. For example, did you receive the proposal last week? Or have you decided which option you would like? Open questions. These are useful for uncovering problems or discussing opinions and determining the customer's needs or for gaining a greater understanding of issues or concerns. They encourage the customer to talk more freely by inviting a fuller reply than a simple yes or no answer. Open questions tend to start with what, how, why, where, who, or when. For example, what are your concerns about the changes we have made to the system? Or when would you like these amendments to start? Both open and closed questions have their advantages and disadvantages, and it will be up to you to decide which type will be most appropriate for the information that you need to obtain. Having asked an open question, you may wish to probe or dig deeper by asking, "Can you tell me a little more about that?" Or, "Would you describe that a bit more fully to me, please?" This will enable you to gather more detail or more specific information. You will want to avoid confusing the customer with your multiple questions. For example, "So, have you made your mind up? Which one do you prefer? Would you like me to sort that out now?" The customer, having been bombarded with one question after another, will not be sure which question to answer first. The vague all-purpose question is also one to avoid because it is non-specific. For example, "So, what are your thoughts on this matter generally?" This kind of question can leave the customer wondering what exactly you are getting at and will probably bring you a vague answer in return. Never use trick questions to corner the customer into agreeing with you. For example, "Clearly, only a fool would go for that kind of reduced scope, don't you agree? It's unprofessional and it puts the customer in an awkward position." Similarly, leading questions are best avoided because they guide the customer to the answer you are looking for. Such a question may stop the customer from replying honestly, and they may also feel manipulated. For example, "So, having looked at the benefits, can you see how this level of cover would be the best for you?" Here are some tips for effective questioning. Plan your line of questioning in advance. Think about the information you need, then consider the wording of your questions. Decide whether closed or open questions or a mixture of the two will be best. Obviously, you cannot anticipate how the conversation will go, but you can make an intelligent guess. Listen carefully to what the customer says. Don't start forming the next question in your mind while the customer is still answering the last question. Also, if you tie yourself too tightly to a strict line of questioning, you will not be in tune with what the customer wants. Try to avoid interrupting the customer to ask a particular question. However, if the customer is waffling on, you may need to break in politely and summarise before guiding them in the right direction with an appropriate question. Continue questioning if you need further information or to verify what you already have. You might find it useful to paraphrase and/or summarise at this stage, and then ask the customer to confirm your understanding. Be careful not to ask too many questions, or the customer may feel interrogated. If you acknowledge briefly each reply the customer gives with an appropriate comment, this will help the flow of the conversation. Finally, don't worry too much about the various types of question. The relationship you build with your customer is of far greater importance. If you are on good terms, then you will get the answers you need, even if the question has not been phrased in exactly the right way. And this ends the podcast on the use of questions to establish your customer's requirements.